Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you have a opportunity to put somebody away, you've got to take advantage of those. And we've got to make sure that we're still being aggressive and trying to generate explosive plays. Because really, when you look at it, the scoring drives were, you know, a byproduct of getting explosive plays. And in the drives where we didn't move the ball, there was obviously no explosive plays.
That's Matt LaFleur after the Packers get a ugly but still satisfying, at least to me, win over the Chicago Bears. Green Bay Packers now 11-3, destined for the playoffs. And joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, this guy's also destined for the playoffs. Mike Clemens, our green and gold football reporter here on the Wendy's Big Show, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Gaming, dining, hotel, spa, shows, it's all happening at paysbig.com. Hello, Mike.
So the Packers are 11-3. They rank 27th in the NFL in scoring in the fourth quarter.
That's just unbelievable. That is one of those weird stats that you hear and you just kind of laugh like, that can't be right. There's no way.
Well, but of course, you think about the blueprint for these wins are they go up by like 14. The other team starts coming back in the game. The other team, if the Packers put up 250 yards of offense, the other team puts up 350 or 400 yards. The other team has 35 minutes of time of possession. But the defense, you know, holds at the end, and then the Packers get another win. I mean, that's been the blueprint to life. And it helps when the Packers defense comes up with at least one or two turnovers. They're trying to find another weapon on offense, so they script and they plan. And the first play from scrimmage when they get the ball against the Bears is to go deep to MVS. He drops the ball. He just shrugged his shoulders and said, "I just made a mistake. It wasn't the sun. It wasn't anything else. I just made a mistake." So Matt LaFleur was asked directly about, you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I mean, this guy's dropped off. I think he's got two catches for 11 yards the last several games. And what about Jake Kumerow? And here's what LaFleur said.
He's still a young player. I know that we as a staff still have a lot of confidence in him. He is a guy that can really run. He's been working extremely hard at practice. I just can't wait for it. It's going to pay off for him. I know it is. But in fairness to those other guys, yeah, we've got to do a better job of making sure that like a guy like Jake Kumerow gets out there on the field more often, because he has been making plays.
He's been making plays, Mike, and he's earned it. Now, I think it's fascinating, though, when he does still say we got a lot of confidence in him as a staff, knowing that he's probably still going to be around next year. You're probably going to have to see if this guy can make it in camp onto the team.
Whereas MVS, next year would be in his third season, and you got to wonder what Brian Gutekunst is thinking at this point. Like, are those three receivers that we drafted in that one draft was 2 years ago, is only one of them going to come back?
Academia
St. Right. Brown, who's on IR this year. You know, will he get a chance? And what is it about MVS right now, Coach LaFleur, that convinces you that you're still going to hold out a spot for him?
I know you guys don't always get to see it, but he has been busting his butt at practice. That's why I'm confident that he's going to work himself out of it.
Roy, you did not like that answer.
No, because
Mike just rolled his eyes that like it could actually cut through glass if you felt the glare that came with that eye roll.
Because I know if we asked him, Mike, about Oren Burks, he would say the same thing,
Yeah, well, but how come that what they do on Thursday in pads they can't do on Sundays in the game?
That's there's a disconnect.
There's right. a, you know, and they It's December. They kick us out before we could see anything that looks like team. You know, Holmgren's time, Mike Sherman's time. I used to stand through the entire Friday run through.
Right.
You know, and you just, you know, but it's before social media. They're just scared to death, and they want to hold you accountable if you leak something about a play or something that's going on. So he's just trying to say, I know you guys don't see this stuff, but he's making crazy good catches in practice. We just can't get it translate to Sunday yet.
Now, what about the offensive line, Mike? Because I thought they had the best game out of any different other position group on the field. They were the most dominating position group on the field this past week against Chicago.
Yeah, you know, and this whole team, Billy, as the weeks were going by and they got those wins on the road in Dallas and Chiefs, confidence was pretty high. The swagger was pretty good. And then, of course, they fell asleep against the Chargers. But they still felt pretty good about themselves. They changed after the 49ers game because they got beat up. And they saw we've got a long ways to go. And I think that they take a second and third look at things to say, all right, we're not as close as we thought. There's things we've got to fix. So even when you talk to the center, Corey Linsley, he says, yeah, you know, we were winning that Bears game until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, for about three quarters, and then, you know, we would have rather finished the game on a better note. You know, we have had a few four-minute drives this year where we've done really well, and then, you know, so that wasn't up to our standard. So, you know, we saw the film, we got the stuff that we needed to correct and need to fix, and, I mean, we still got a lot of ball left to play. There's a lot at stake in these last two games, so, you know, there's stuff that we can easily fix and we can easily correct. That's kind of promising, you know, obviously, and being willing to, you know, look at ourselves and say, hey, we need to improve in these areas and not just acting like, oh, we're 11-3 and, you know, we're good. We can just glide into these playoffs and whatever. But we know we can get better. We know the areas that we can get better in. And so now it's all about doing it.
You know, so offensive line came in that 49ers game where they got beat. I mean beat by 6'7" dudes that were 312, you know, that were busting through them. And they kept on spending the next week or two trying to tell themselves, You know, it's technique. It's technique. You know, it's not just all talent. You know, we can get by on our technique. That's what you have to tell yourself. And they came out and they beat Carolina and the Giants game, and then they feel real good about what they did against the Bears, because the Bears, that's still a legit defensive front that they got through, and I think that's helped build their confidence. But I think they got a better sense of, you know, the work it's going to take if they're really going to pull off a win in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got Pro Bowl announcements coming down tonight, right?
Yeah, we were trying to make sure that we had it lined up. Pro Bowl balloting ended yesterday, correct?
I believe so.
Yes.
Okay.
And the last I saw is that, I mean, the leading Packers were David Bakhtiari, which that would be the first time he got into the Pro Bowl. He's been an All-Pro.
I know. I don't get that. I don't get that.
No, neither did anybody else. But, you know, according to the Packers, he's been leading the balloting. He's got like 180,000 votes. And on defense, it's Preston Smith, because he's leading the team in sacks. He's like one of the top five in sacks. You know who's the number one outside linebacker leading in the balloting for Pro Bowl?
Don't say Clay Matthews.
T.J. Watt.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, that one makes sense. Now, but Mike, and not to get off topic, how on earth is the guy leading in Pro Bowl balloting, but
that.
The Journal Sentinel does a top 100 high school athletes in the state of Wisconsin, and dude wasn't on the top 100?
Yeah, I don't get that either. I don't subscribe.
Mike Clements, our green and gold insider, talking with us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Now, Mike, when you look at the collection of guys they have in this locker room, right? They do have a lot of youth. They have a lot of young players that are playing really, really meaningful snaps for them. But Jair Alexander's and Kevin King's, and these guys haven't necessarily been around the league and seen the struggle that some of these other longtime veterans have seen. And sometimes it doesn't come as easy. And these chances to possibly have a first-round bye, these don't happen all over the place. Are there different veterans that are kind of passing that message on to the younger guys in the locker room?
Well, apparently, and according to Aaron Rodgers, he's really appreciated the friendship and the veteran and the drive of Jimmy Graham, even though he hasn't produced, you know, $9 million worth of tight end. But, you know, he's talking about the big dog, Mercedes Lewis, the guy that he yelled out, big dog, right at the line and scored that touchdown against the Redskins. Just outstanding. Mercedes Lewis, before he came to Green Bay, I watched some interviews with this guy. And before I had any hint that the Packers were going to get him, I just thought, oh, man, that'd be a perfect fit for Green Bay, a guy like that. Just because, you know, he's a Jacksonville guy. You know, he's finishing out his time in Green Bay. He hasn't talked a lot to the media, but he came out yesterday because, you know, he's been getting a couple catches involved in the last couple of weeks. Rodgers has said nice thing about him. And I think this was pretty strong about what he's saying in the locker room right now, because this is a guy, him and Jimmy, they both want to get rings. Here's what Mercedes Lewis is saying.
It's not necessarily the end result or the wins and the losses. It's, you know, how much better can you be every day, right? And focusing on how much you can grow, right? Those individual victories, that's what means the most. If we win but you don't play good, then you got regret, right? It's about being your personal best, and we'll live with the results. Man, we got so much room for growth. I mean, we left so much out there Sunday. You know, every day we go out to practice, you know, we're out there on a mission trying to be the best that we can be. And every time we have the ball on offense, we want to walk away with points. And whenever we don't do that, there's still room for growth.
And guys like that is why Rodgers feels so positive about this group. They're making mistakes, but it's dudes like that. He said that's different than what we've had in this locker room the last couple of years.
Right. That type of leadership is just it's awesome to be able to see guys that have been around the league and are as respected as Mercedes Lewis has been. I mean, when he was first brought into the league, he was a huge pass catcher, and now he's almost strictly a blocker, but they're giving him the football out there, and it's hard to take the dude down, that's for sure. Mike Clemens joined us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with the Packer Report as they get ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings. You said Preston Smith leading the balloting in Pro Bowl, but Za'Darius Smith can't be far behind, Mike.
No, and he came into this team, and they voted him defensive team captain.
Yep.
And there's a lot of stuff that he picked up from Terrell Suggs, who I think is a great get for the Chiefs.
Big time.
Great get, you know, just at the right time. And because I'm telling you, Terrell Suggs is one of the most underrated, talked-about players in the NFL. He was so overshadowed by Ray Lewis, but when you're around him, he owns the room. Owns the room, and you know, and besides being a damn good football player as well. So problems. You had a bad punt return, bad kickoff return game. You went through three or four guys. Now you got Tyler Irvin. Problem solved. 43-yard kickoff return, 12-yard averaging. You know, with these punt returns, you got a bad run defense. All right, we can't go out and get more linebackers, but how about let's change a little bit? Let's move Za'Darius over center. We'll move Preston outside their left tackle. Lowry might be in or out of the package. We might bring in Rashawn Gary to take in Preston's spot. Rashawn Gary ends up getting a nice sack the other day against the Bears. So show them something different. So I said to Za'Darius Smith after the game Sunday night on that play where Dean Lowry got the interception because Za'Darius put the pressure on Mitch Trubisky. How long have you been doing that package? Here it is.
Za'Darius roaming around in the middle, and then it paid off today when you get the pressure on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. It led to the pick by Dean. Is that something you guys have been working in the last couple of games?
Most definitely, man. I think that started San Fran's. Was it San Fran's? The San Fran's game. That's when we first put it in. And I think on the first play, the center snapped the ball and he fumbled it because I was over the center. So ever since then, I think the role has been good for me and also the team because it also helps in the run game. In situations with the center, we get a crunch block. I take a double team, so they don't know who to double team because I'm off the ball. So a situation like that, I'm sitting here telling everything.
Yeah, you're getting all kinds of classes.
But it's all, yeah. But to be in those situations, man, I think it's big. It's been helping this team a whole lot. And shout out to Coach, man, Coach Penn for putting me in that situation.
I love the open, honest answer by that. That dude just seems like he would be a ton of fun to hang out with for like a good 2 hours, and you would get a lot of good stories.
Well, I mean, instant, you know, I get done with the interview, and then he says, so who are you? Where are you from? You know?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it talks to me and like that. And that's, you know, your respect just shoots through the roof like that. The guy just played out there in 16-degree temperatures for 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's still got like a blanket around him. He's shivering. So who are you, my man? You know, it just, you know. And you just have that conversation. You kind of build that trust that, look, I'm just here to tell your story and that kind of thing. But they're solving problems. They still got a lot more problems to solve. But I love when you can come up with something different in December because it's too late to add anybody to your roster. But those things you can fix, and that's going to pose challenges when you're playing the Saints, the Seahawks, or the 49ers in the postseason.
Well, and hopefully the Minnesota Vikings so you can lock up this division on Monday night.
Yeah, hey, wait, I talked to Mike Zimmer. Now, Zimmer, you know, he said yesterday now that Dalvin Cook, oh, yeah, he's feeling fine. You know, Adam Schefter, Adam Schefter from ESPN said last night on the broadcast, he goes, I don't see how he plays from what he's hearing with this shoulder injury he suffered in the third quarter against the Chargers. The Vikings, that was the most lopsided win. I think it was like 39-10 or something. Mm-hmm. They got seven takeaways. Their defense just made Phillip Rivers and company look stupid. They blocked punts. They were all over the field and flying all over the field out in L.A. But so Mike Zimmer was asked, they've won four of their last five. They lost to the Seahawks up in Seattle. How do you feel about your team headed into this Monday night football game at home against the Green Bay Packers?
I like this team. I like how they're playing. You know, we seem to find a different way to win. You know, last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter, or if we lose one, it's a close one, and it's right at the buzzer. I think we're 8-2 in the last 10 or something like that. You know, I think the quarterback is playing really well. I think we're doing a good job scheming offensively. You know, defensively, we've played a little bit better the last couple weeks. If we can ever get it to the point where I really feel good about it, we could do some damage.
Do you even know your playoff scenarios?
I know if we win, we're in. That's all I know. There's still 2 weeks left. We got to win. That's all I know.
He's a really, really good head coach, Mike, and there's just this small bit of thought in my mind that if it does not go well, though, for the Minnesota Vikings, that he could be the shot guy, right? Like the one that you wake up on Black Monday and, wait, they got rid of Zimmer? Are you kidding me? Like, that's the one fear that I have. If it does not go well for the Vikings in the playoffs, that he could be that guy.
So, Mike Zimmer, longtime defensive guy. What if the Vikings went offense and hired Mike McCarthy?
Oh, my gosh. That would just be great for business, Mike. Mike, that would just be great for business. That is why he is the best in the business, because he comes up with ideas like that. Mike, appreciate it. We'll talk Thursday.
Thank you very much, guys.
That's Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank
Hotline.
I can't
see that happening.
Mike is brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, gaming, dining, shows, hotel, and spa. It's all happening at Pottawatomie. Plan your next visit to the Midwest's premier entertainment destination. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. Leap, you couldn't see that happening?
No, I don't think that kind of smoke is going to fly.
Do you think Mike would like it, though? Because apparently another job in the NFC is not going to be open.
Yeah, I don't think he got that kind of vendetta type stuff.
Because I was pulling for him to take the Lions job. But apparently, they're going to keep Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn for at least one more year.
Well, he could. I mean, he's human if he thought about, hey, man, I don't think they fired me unjustly. I want to pay him back. I mean, Brett Favre did it when he said he wanted to go back to Minnesota.
No doubt about it.
Come back and beat Ted Thompson. That's what he wanted to do. So I don't know.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I hope he has that kind of hate in his heart. I hope he's got that kind of hate in his heart. That's Leroy Butler, Leap 36. He's brought to you by Milwaukee's preferred personal injury law firm, Carlson, Blau, and Clemens. Get the injury settlement you deserve at 414-342-1000. We'll get you ready for Hot Stove Weekly with Tim Allen next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.